This is Ethically Speaking.
Do convicted criminals, once they've served their sentences, deserve a new start?
In many states, convicted felons lose their right to vote, and nearly all job applications request a criminal history. But should a criminal history define your future?
Well, Dean, would you want to marry somebody convicted of domestic violence or any kind of violence for that matter? Or would you hire as your bookkeeper somebody who had been convicted of embezzlement?
Well, maybe not. But your questions are less about letting criminals have a fresh start and more about our right to protect ourselves. And there's a big difference between my personal obligation to give someone a second chance and a government's duty to do so.
That's a good distinction. For individuals, it's ethically ideal to give someone with a past the benefit of the doubt. That honors each person's ability for improvement or growing beyond current and past behaviors.
However, that ideal does not require that we put ourselves at personal risk. But our government does have a duty to help criminals make the transition from prisoner to productive member of society. It responds to government's positive duty to promote the general welfare.
So one way to know that government has been effective in rehabilitating someone from a life of crime is if that person has more and better resources for functioning in the community after their sentence than they had before.
Ethically speaking, providing education and job training opportunities to the incarcerated is not just an investment in the good of the individuals, it's an investment in civil society.
So, what do you see as the point of punishment by the state?
Tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking. The program is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana and the Department of Journalism, University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Our music by Eric Hutchins.